Thank you so very much for joining the Oracle Read. This is your Omi Inca 7. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And we're bringing you an all-new feature show, When the Gods Return to the Planet. Just where are the gods? And can we identify those godlike figures? And can we put our finger on their expertise? And just what do these particular people do in our society, men and women, who stand up, represent, and are a mighty force to be reckoned with? We're going to be naming some of those men and women that are gods who have returned to the planet. Yes, you may know them as some actors and actresses by different names, but we know them as gods. And we'd like to identify them for you tonight for our all-new feature show, for our African-American history show for the celebration of African heroes and sheroes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know I've been gone for a while. I've been off the scene, but your Omi has been busy preparing a place for our ancestors to rest and to be able to be identified for the month of February. I've been out doing quite a few things. I haven't forgotten about you. Our ratings are slowly going up, and with your help, you can come in to our room and be a host or sit in a chat room and participate. Now, we are not going to be doing the chat room today. We are going to be back on course in about another week or so. Today, we do have two guests that will be gracing our stage, two outstanding figureheads in the city of the urban city of Gary, Indiana, who are going to be giving their input on those outstanding figureheads that we've identified that are heroes and sheroes, who don't just fall down and lay down for anything, but stand for something, like our outstanding heroes, Herribelli Fonte, Sidney Poitier, as well as not the old names we always use, and we go over and over and use them again and again and again. We want to bring about some of those guys who have been hidden. We want to talk about some of those guys who have been outstanding and who have been great figureheads in our society, like Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis, who stand for the type of character that they represent on stage and in the media as well as in our community. We want to talk about the struggles that they made and they fought as activists and making a change for our society. Some of you might not know that Bill Cosby's character was assassinated. It was attacked, and he was demonized in order to break him down, to prevent him from bringing a media show on television that would have bust the bubble of a lot of people and that would have introduced to you decent human beings and the characters of African Americans. Yes, we do see things happen like that, where those people are gone after that represent the Godheads in our community, and they are fought, and they are discriminated against, and they are actually purposely brought down so that they can be made an example out of. We want to exalt them today. We want to honorate them, and we want to talk about who our heroes and sheroes are as God. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, as God, because we are God. Good morning, God. How are you today? I hope you're in your full array. And if you didn't know this, we are all divine. Don't let anyone tell you you're as filthy as rags and that you have no purpose and no meaning. You wouldn't have been brought here if God didn't have a place for you to work through. That's right. God needs us. He needs to show himself strong through you and I. He needs to show up in us, and the only way that he can perform is through our bodies, because he said he could not come down here on earth and take over because he gave us dominion. But we're going to allow him to work through us today, and we're going to talk about those souls that are allowing their blue light to come on. That's right. Didn't you know it? You have an aura around you, and that's a God-like aura. That is a ray of blue light that will shine and a glimmering white light. We are about the business of exonerating those who have allowed their spiritual light to move up the kumalini and the light to come on, so God will shine all about those people who are functioning with all the pituitary glands and who are using more than 10% of their brain. Yes, we're going to be talking about that brain power. And we're going to be talking about frequencies like we have never talked about them before. And we're going to talk about how to wake up the Godhead, how to stir him or her up, how to get that creature to acting like they are a bona fide God. Now, bear with us for a second here. Our guests will be in the studio shortly. In the meantime, let's see if we can get some more music on for you. Hold tight. We'll be bringing something on in a second.
Always keep them in the mood. The time they're
African American History Month, and we're going to do it kind of proper like by bringing you our heroes and sheroes, gods who are outstanding and who have stood out amongst the crowd as gods. We're going to be talking to one of our outstanding activists in the community. Melinda Harvey will be with us this evening, and she'll be breaking bread with us, talking about some of the outstanding men and women who stood out as gods who are bigger than life. And we're going to be bringing her on to talk to us in a minute. So hold tight. We will be getting her into the show in a minute. So we're going to see what she has to say. Let me introduce you to Melinda Harvey. She's going to be coming on the show. I just want to say hello to Melinda Harvey and greet her.
Hello, Sherelle Garth, and I'll be calling you to ask you a question in a few minutes.
She's out in the audience, and she's such a big person, bigger than life itself. She's got phone calls backed up on her line. Would you believe it? Now, we're going to bring Mrs. Harvey in, and you know Mrs. Harvey. She is our elder. And before we do anything, we ask permission of our elders to speak. And we're going to raise the roof today by acknowledging our ancestors and bringing our ancestors forward. We're going to bring our ancestors forward, and they will help us acknowledge what it is we believe in. First of all, we're going to acknowledge our mother spirit, Yamanye. By calling on Yamanye today, she lifts our spirit. She's a lady in yellow, and she is our mother spirit. And we say Ashe. We're going to call on our father spirit, Obatala, who also lifts our spirit. And we're calling on him today to bring forth the white garment that represents all of the Orishas. We pour libations to the east, and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the west, and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the north, and we say Ashe. Then we pour libations to the south, and say Ashe. Now, we will lift up a prayer today for all of our nation as we stand in position of prayer. Position of prayer. Call on the forces to be. We ask that those gods that are out in the atmosphere, those gods that might be a frequency or a vibration, to come forth today to awaken those other gods, that we might stir up the Godhead in us and that we might know who we are. Because just as the Jewish set a table for Elijah to return, and the Christians look for Jesus to return, and we look within our Akashic record and realize we are the one, just as they say, is you the one? I want you to understand there's divine in you, man or woman. There is divine in you. Now lift up the divine in you and know that you're God's little children and you have overcome them. And the gods will come on the scene and set the record straight. Because when the gods show up, things get done. When the gods show up, things change. Now, I'm calling on some women today, too, because we know that when you train up a woman, she changes a whole nation. Yes, women, we are the God's head. When God said, let us make man in our own image, he was or she was talking to us. Now, let us make man in our own image, that they might have the like spirit of the feminine side of God. As we call on the forces to be today, on this Black History Month, we call on those forces to stand strong because we need everyone to notice the divine in them, not just one leader, not just two or three leaders, not just some leaders or a few, but we all have divine in us, and it is divinity that is on our heads, that has been placed there, laying dormant. We are about to shake it, wake it, and to stir it up today and bring the Godhead forth. Where are the gods today? And who are the gods? And do they know that they are figureheads and they are the ones that we are going to bring forward to talk about today? Because we know without our gods, we are not able to fight and bring down strongholds. Today we're going to name those godheads and who stand out as figureheads, activists, lobbyists, advocates. We're going to bring them for us today for Black History Month. Now, hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. We want to bring this prayer to a close, but we want to decree a thing. I decree that every one of you in the audience listening to the sound of my voice will wake up and know that you're a God. I decree that all gods will take control and authority today and that they will reign and rule forevermore, henceforth today, and function as gods like they've been called to do. I decree it, and whatsoever I decree in the spirit, it will come forth in the natural. And I say, amen, that this will be, and let it be, so as it is, let it be. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going with me on that little faith walk. And I want to stop and I want to greet Mrs. Harvey as she comes in our showroom, as she gallant down the red carpet. Mrs. Harvey is one of our senior elders who have been with us for over 5 years. She periodically shows up as a clone. Will you greet Mrs. Harvey from Gary, Indiana, right here in the Chocolate City, bringing you our very own clone who can tell it like it T.I. is, bringing forth Mrs. Harvey, talking about the gods here, right here in Gary, Indiana. Let me bring her on, ladies and gentlemen. Will you help me welcome her? Hello, Mrs. Harvey.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm just fine.
It's a blessing to be here with you today. And I'm so pleased to be here to listen to you this evening.
Mrs. Harvey, I want you to tell the listening audience, in your 80-some-odd years and the many people you have met here that have stood out as gods in your life, who were bigger than life itself, and who did not know that God had decreed divinity over them, yet you watched them develop and grow. Can you name me a few heroes and sheroes and outstanding figureheads who represents the gods in our congregation and in our race of people?
Well, I can, you know, our age brings about a memory. And I cannot go so far back to remember all of them. But I do remember one of my brothers that stands out, Reverend James Anderson. He's gone on now, but he stands out more than anybody that I know of in my life. We grew up together knowing God. He introduced God to a lot of people. And he was a bright young man. And you know what? I know he's with God now. And may he rest in peace.
Mrs. Harvey, it is only fitting that you would name your pastor as one of the outstanding figureheads, as we do put our pastor up in the category of a God. That was more appropriate than I could ever imagine that someone would speak of their pastor, who is their leader and who is a shepherd. He has shepherded many people, I know, and I was one of them he shepherded. So I, too, concur with you on looking at our master teachers as our leader and our hero and our pastors. So I want to say one thing about Clifford E. Turner, who was also my shepherd and leader and guided me right in Chicago as he laid down the foundation for many to step and to follow after him and giving us a desire for the smoother things just as Jesus has given us. Now, I want to say one thing. We have a difficult time understanding that we have divinity in us. And so many times people have told us we are filthy as rags, we don't count, we don't matter. And so many people have annihilated our character as a race of African people. And we ourselves have demigrated and desecrated our self-esteem. Now, I want to name a few people out there who have maintained their self-esteem in spite of all the fighting and the inward boundary lines that have gone on. There are a number of outstanding people that are in the media, that are even in our common everyday life, that we could not even number or merit enough time to mention them. But I would like to say for the record, I'm living right here in the city of a chocolate city called Gary, Indiana, that offers up a great deal of heroes and sheroes that we have not even murmured or cared to remember them as ancestors. But I want to acknowledge Mayor Hatchett as being one of our leaders who set the pace and set the ground for consciousness here in Gary, Indiana, gave us a desire to run on with a mission, to have hope in our heart, believing that Gary could be back on their feet again, believing that we could not only just be the chocolate city, but we would have dignity and we would have purpose and poise and that we would fight for political causes. He laid the foundation, and you Garyites that are out there, I want you to remember this here is the town, Westside High, where they laid down the black political parties and decided how we would come together as unity, as one. As you know, we're tribal people. And you can't ever get tribal people to agree all at the same time on one thing. But that very moment and that very date, we all came together. And we solidified our issues through solidarity. And once again, we're going to solidify our issues in solidarity and bring Gary back through our loving music, through the talent and dance and performances that we have in our heart. So I'm fired up today because it's Black History Month. My foundation came from this town. I'm not ashamed to say I'm from good old Gary. And I'm not ashamed to say that my learning and my steadfast came, which made me into the God that I am today. I wonder if there's a God out there can shout out and call in and talk about the goodness and how God has lifted you up and has wakened you up from that slumber and spoken to your ears. Ye are God, little children. Ye have overcome them. Ye are God, little children. Ye have overcome them. Let us overcome together, brothers and sisters. Let us overcome on one accord today as we remember our ancestors and our outstanding figureheads who are still yet on this planet and whose frequencies is still vibrating. We cannot die. We're immortal. We can only dissipate and multiply. Energy will never be destroyed, and God's work will never be destroyed. Let me bring Mrs. Harvey back on. She's in a wing. I'm going to ask her to name a few more of her heroes and sheroes and outstanding figureheads who represent the Godhead. Hold tight.
Well, you know, when you get a certain age, your memory is not what it should be. But I do know this, that we have Brother Reverend Dodson. He's here now. He was with us coming on. And we have Brother Anderson. He's going on. And we have Brother Robinson. He's here. And we have Reverend Anderson. And you know what? Those people that are still here are still serving the same God and doing the same thing that we did. And we're holding on, and we're trusting in God for our deliverance. And it's a blessing to be here, ladies and gentlemen, to be here to wish you and all the others a happy day. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep praying and keep serving God. And I want you all to keep your faith. Don't give up. No matter what you're going through with, keep your faith. Step out on faith. Trust God, and he will bring you out.
Ms. Harvey, we want to thank you for those words of wisdom. And we also want to thank you for remembering those that are still among the living and then on this side of the dirt. However, we understand that our ancestors will never die. We believe in reincarnation. They are still with us, and we call them forth periodically as we gather all of our saints together in our libation pouring. So we cannot disconnect. We stand on our brothers' shoulders, and it makes us what we are today. We cannot forget about what work they have done and the deeds they have done. We have to continue on with these deeds. Now, I'm going to see if Mrs. Melinda Harvey is available to speak. We're going to get her back out here to say more than a few words about hello and goodbye, but she's going to say howdy, howdy, and some other things, too. She's a very outspoken young lady, an advocate here in Gary, Indiana, mentor to young children, as well as a mentor to the youth. And we're going to get her talking about some heroes and sheroes. But I want to say something to you. I've been gone for a while. I missed my audience. I missed my African family. How are the children? And how is the African family? I would like to say that I haven't deserted you, and I haven't gone AWOL. Just putting together some other programs. We are looking to do our music consortium. I've been working very hard on that, hoping that we will bring that to capacity and to perseverance as we bring forth the music consortium and bring our children together and offer training for teachers here in the community of Gary, Indiana, as well as Miraville, Indiana. Some of you might know that possibly you heard that I was leaving this area, but I decided I would do some things here before I leave because this is my hometown, and this is where I've been called to lay some foundations to help bring up the gods. And as you know, we're speaking about the gods and the divine that's within us. I'm teaching a new thought, as most of you know. I am universal thought and consciousness. There is no denomination for a spiritual person who seeks after knowledge and truth. I tell you to lay down your religions and lay down your burdens, because religion burdens us. And we must find common truths in all denominations. And we must find a path that leads us to righteousness. And we have been all called to be evangelists. And there are many paths and many examples. Jesus was just one of the way showers. There were 16 crucified saviors, if not 13, and they were all claiming to have died the same way Jesus did. So we must not lock ourselves in with frozen viewpoints and say that there's only one way through Jesus. There are many ways. Now, some of you may say I'm blaspheming. Some of you may even have gnashing of teeth, but I don't care. Because we got to tell the truth, and we've got to give people choices, and we've got to acknowledge all denomination, because your religion comes out of your culture. No one culture exists on this planet. There are many cultures, and we have to acknowledge all of them. And wherever we find truth, that is where we will find our way of life. And today we're looking for those real gods who have done great and miraculous things out there. Now, let me give you a definition of a God. I perceive a God to know that he has the essence and the framework of the master. And in having the essence and the framework of the master, it allows you to do the things that God did. Signs and wonders shall follow them who believe. And if he said greater things will we do, then we are going to rise up like a God. And we're going to call things that be not as though they were. And we're going to call out healing. We're going to call out greatness in those who are weary. And we're going to speak things that be not as though they were. So let us stand up and be the gods today. Now I'm going to bring one on that can identify a few of the gods. Melinda Harvey will be coming on shortly. She is one of the advocates in the community that I would like for her to talk a little bit about the outstanding youth and the development that she has seen in the outstanding youth. Now I would like to bring her on. And one of the things that I like to say is that we are about the business of acknowledging those who are doing the work, not those who are pretending to do the work, but those that are doing the work. In our few last minutes, we would like to bring her on before our show ends. Hold tight.
Hi, everyone.
What is the subject?
Heroes and sheroes. Oh, there's a lot of heroes and sheroes in the city of Gary, but they're unsung and they don't know. But I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know what to say. But there's a lot of outstanding people here in Gary that work with the youth, and I can't name anybody right now, but there's a lot. Oh, they do a lot. You know, you can turn to channel 3 and you might say, oh, Lord, dead channel. But it just gives you an insight to look to see that there are some people still have hope in Gary, and they try to keep the hope alive by still having parades and school functions. They haven't completely given up. Like some people have all this, nothing here, blah, blah, blah. But it's those few that still have hope in Gary, and they still participate in things and try to make things work here in Gary. But those people, keeping those convictions strong, we will be able to make it. And the youth will have something to look forward to. I mean, I feel so sorry for the children of Gary because there's nothing here for them. But all will get together. All get together, all of us. And then there probably is some hope for our children here in Gary.
Melinda, can you talk about some of the outstanding media that you have actually seen over time and the things that they're doing that are trying to pull, that will pull up our race and make us a stronger people?
I can't, you know what, pause the media. What do you mean? Oh, there's a lot like Carlos Santana. He's a deep thinker, and he has a message to help pull it together as a people. Harry Belafonte, he's another good one. Bill Crosby, he preached all the time about education first. Education first. Sidney Poitier, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry has jumped on the bandwagon. So there's so many of them that are doing things to try to help our youth in this, in their communities. What's that basketball player? Well, even I can't think of his name right now, but he respects and helps the community. So it's people like that will keep us going as black, as Afro-Americans. But I prefer the term black. Help us to help our children in this struggle. It's going to get bad before it get any better. And so we got to keep our eyes on our children. The children are our future. Now, children is going to want, is going to be able to break the change and make the change for the city and our communities and everything, and hopefully in the future they have a better life than the children that came up like in the 80s and 90s, especially the 90s. It was the worst time ever.
We want to thank Mrs. Harvey for coming through and shedding some light on the subject of where are the gods and is there divine still left in our children? I think there is. There's a lot of divine that's left in our children. I'm going to ask Ms. Harvey, does she foresee any children that have the light in them, the preschoolers, the young children that have outstanding abilities that she see in them early on? I know that there's one that she works with. There's one that she works with that is an orator and she recites poetry. Well, she works with the preschoolers and talks to them and get them to recite poetry. I mean, young artists reciting poetry just at the early age of 3 and 4 years old. I think that's outstanding when we get those little ones starting to become orators and activists and memorizing information, not only just for Black History Month, but throughout the year. And I think truly we are going to have to really call on these guys and let them know that we believe in them. And I think a definition of a God is one who is not afraid to stand up and to state their cause, give their reason for the hope that they have in them, and speak without any reservation. There's a lot of people who have become very fearful and stagnated in their thinking. And they're marching and not knowing why they're marching. I've said to put down the flags and stop marching. Come more activists and let's set up things like the Panther did, set up breakfast tables, working units, and share our skills. There are more of us that are talented in degrees and training. We can share that knowledge by retraining our brothers and sisters as each one reach one and teach one. we are going to have to lay down these degrees and begin to start realizing we have a commitment to tie ourselves into our community to make a change. Now, there are organizations who are starting without monies and developing businesses throughout their county and developing hardworking citizens who can stand up and become godlike figureheads. The divine is in all of us, and we only need to sit with ourselves for long periods of time to press forth the God. You cannot know God until you've known yourself. And as you get to know yourself, the God shows up in you. And the Godhead is a ratified energy, a frequency, a vibration, but it has to be clothed in matter. So God had to clothe himself in matter to place himself inside of us so he wouldn't be so abrasive. He cannot leave you, or he or it cannot leave you, because that frequency has been placed within your being. And the divine is in you, it's in you, it's in you. Divine will show up in us if we press God forward through our circumstances. He cannot show up if you don't have trials and triumph. That is where the God shows up, through our trials and triumph. So we are all gods of the Most High, and we are all sons and daughters of the Most High. But we can no longer wait for a God to part the sky or Jesus to come down through the pearly great gates. We can no longer wait for an Elijah to come sit at the table. We must rise up and be the gods. And we must call each other gods and call out the divine in each one of us. We must see that God has given us a tour to come forward as the pure gods that we are and speak a thing that be not, and call out what isn't really there. We are to see most signs and wonders than ever before. We are to speak things into existence. We are to dream dreams. We are the dream makers today. Now let the gods come forward, be it he, she, or it. We don't know which gender it might be, but we are calling out the gods today, and we are going to say, good morning to our gods. Good evening to our gods. And God, will you please stand up and take your rightful places and begin the process of the work. The work is ready now. And we are not to wait for the end to come, because God is perpetual. We will never die in the form of reincarnation. A frequency and a spirit can only be getting more energy. Now I see the blue aura around you. I see the light around you. God is shining and pressing through. Will you press God through today? Will you show up as a pure beam of light? And will you allow the Kundalini light to come on in you today? And will you bring forth the Godhead? Now, I know that there's some gods walking around here. Gods change things wherever they are. The lawn will look more greener. The flowers will bloom a little bit higher, and the workers will look a little stronger, because through God's eyes we see things, and all things will be made whole and pure. So I'm calling forth the gods today, and don't tell me that you can't be a god. Stir up the God in you today. Bring forth the God. Take the frequency out in the community and let it be catching like wildfire, and wake up the gods today that are waiting for a sign, for a frequency, for a vibration, or a synapse to set off. Set off the synapse today so you can fire up the brain. So if you use one-tenth of your brain, you can begin to function as the gods that you are. Let's fire up the synapse today. Brothers and sisters, and those young men and young women who are looking for a change, let the change start within you. You be the God today. And go home and let your mothers and fathers see that you're not afraid to stand and to decree a thing. Those who will decree a thing in the spirit will perceive a thing in the natural. Decree today that we are the gods that we've been waiting for. We are the one that they have been calling for. We are the gods today.
Let the gods come forward and let the gods stand strong, not just in the Egyptian days, but in here and now. I say now faith, that we can believe for the gods to exist in this time, this era, and this day. Let the gods come forward and let them penetrate and let them take hold today, because the army is ready. We just need to aim our people in the right direction. Thank you so very much for joining us on this month, for Black History Month. Thank you. Thank you.